Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, got the kind of love making me say, yeah, baby. Oh, baby.
Short of mine.
Fuck the hotel room, cause it's about to go down.
Damn.
You night, my mic. I'm about to put on a show now. We ain't gotta go far in the back of my car, missing your town. I'ma cut some places that you thought were lost. Baby girl, have now been found. I'ma hit the spot, that'll make your ass come on top. I'ma see to work, get you wet before them panties drop. But you're yelling out to me, your dick is so amazing. It's the kind of dick right here that'll keep your ass from aging. Baby girl, I'm a soldier. In your life, girl, I've been stationed. You looking for a real man, then no longer waiting, girl. I said, some of these clowns, they say they won. They put it down, put it down, put it down, put it down. But see, I'm that type of real man. Tell me your life, and girl, I'll shut it down. Oh, because it came.
What's happening, y'all? Welcome to another edition of Sin City Radio. It's your boy Cash chilling as usual with my man Pop Time. Pop Time, what's happening?
What's cracking, dog?
Hey, man, I be trying that. Shout out to my boy, Mr. J Deal, for that intro, man. I be trying to hit that note, too. I say, ooh, oh, yeah. Hey, he go hard on that shit. I like that shit. Janine, what's happening, baby?
Hey, how y'all doing?
We chilling, we chilling. Can I hit that note? I said, ooh, oh, yeah. I can't hit it, but fuck it. Hey. Hey, my man, hey, like I said, once again, shout out to my man JDL for that intro, man. That's what it do. Y'all, what's happening? It's Sin City Radio. Let's get it in. Let's have some fun tonight.
Mm-hmm.
How everybody doing? Hey, brother. You're doing it. You're doing it big, brother. You're doing it big.
What you mean?
I see the pictures. Hold on, man. Hold on before I get into that. Wick, that's you.
What's going down? What's going down?
We chilling. We chilling. You doing it big. Hey, y'all. Shout out to my man, Father Ty. He got me that brother. That motherfucking Father Ty laying up like a player. That motherfucking all up in the hotel room looking all good and shit. Fucking, hey. You did a real player, Pimpy. I like that. That was real player.
Yeah, all the arguing that's going on, man. I had to do something.
Tell them
hey.
What players do.
Shit, motherfucker. If you argued after that, then shit. Yeah, I don't know what to tell you. Huh?
Don't know what you did wrong.
I'm talking about before.
That's why I said, if you argue any time after what you did, shit, something wrong.
Oh, I feel you.
My man had the champagne on chill. Had the chill. Hotel room. I said, look at this play. I done taught him well. Look at him.
Hey, Father Ty, did you have the roses on the bed, too?
Nah.
Yeah, that was the only thing you was lacking, dog. You should have put the rose petals on the bed. Woke up this morning with rose petals sticking to your booty.
Oh, my goodness.
But you did it, player, dog. You did it, player. I ain't mad at you. I'm like, okay. I taught him good. I taught him well.
I'm trying, man. I'm trying.
Hold on. Selena, what's happening, baby?
Hey, what y'all doing?
We chilling. We talking about this big old pimp. This big old pimp Father Time.
What's up like a pimp?
Simon, you gotta post a couple of them pics in CNCityRadioShow.com, man. You gotta post a couple of them. I mean, I was proud of my man. My man did it like a true player. I ain't think he had it in him. I said, look at this motherfucker here. This motherfucker like he know what he doing. Now the wig picture I would take back. Like I said, you the ugliest drag queen I ever seen.
And it was weed, man. It wasn't a wig.
Oh,
it looked like a wig.
Well, goddamn, how much? Damn, nigga, you knocked the weave out. My nigga.
One of the girls was taking their head out, so I just, you know, the shit was all over the bed, so I just grabbed and put the shit on.
Oh, would you say, okay. Cash, you thought he knocked the weave out? Goddamn.
Hey, I'm like, oh, boy. Hey, I'm like, oh, boy, on Minnesota Society. Goddamn, Tat, you been knocking the line out that motherfucker. I'm just saying, my man did a real play. I'm glad you did it like that, dog. I see you still got a little skills left in you.
Had a few, man. I ain't that old.
Yeah, you that old, but you still got a little skills left in you.
I had a makeup and not taking out of me.
Well, yeah. Okay, now check this out, man. I want to ask y'all something. I don't think I brought this up yesterday. Did I bring up about the car incident yesterday?
The car incident?
Yeah, the car incident.
I don't think so.
Okay, well, check this out. Now, I'm going home from work. I'm coming home from work, right?
Mm-hmm.
Me and my... I got my guy with me. We coming home from work, and I see a Mustang, nice Mustang too. Me, I've always been partial to Mustangs. I pretty much love Mustangs. Never had one, so when I seen it, I looked at it and I said, "Damn, dog!" I said, "Man, I want one of those." I said, "I want one of those cars," and I pointed at the car, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I was telling him, I said, well, man, if I get one, when I get one, I said, I want mine a drop top, and I want pipes on it. Everybody still with me?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right. Okay, so now I pointed to the car, and I was like, okay, you know, I want that. Now we pull up on side of the car again. Old girl that's in the car, she looks at me. You know, she looks, she smiles. You know, I looked at her. You know, I didn't, and you know, I see that her dude is driving, so I'm not, you know, I ain't finna be disrespectful. You know, I look at her, and I, you know, we pull off. But in all honesty, and this is no bullshit, I was really looking at the car. So we go a little farther as we going down the stretch, you know. We pull up on side of each other again, and she has a bottle of tequila. Now, she takes this bottle of tequila, and she gets ready to drink it, but she's licking on the bottle oh so seductively. Like, motherfucker, you know, this is what I do to your dick. One of those type of motherfucking looks.
If you weren't looking at the car, you was at her then. I bet you watched her ass then, didn't you?
Well, now here's the funny part about it. Here's the funny part about it, Wick. I looked at her once she did it, and I looked at my guy, and I said, hey, man, check out old girl with this bottle. We both turned to look at her, and, man, her dude cold cocked her something fierce. He hit her so fucking hard, he knocked her glasses, her necklace, and her earrings off. One punch.
Yeah.
Now everything came the fuck off. Now you see the Mustang swerving. He jumps to the turning lane and turns off. Now, I want to ask, did old boy overreact, or did she have it coming? I'm going to start with my man Father Timer. Did he overreact, or did she have it coming?
I don't think he overreacted. He called ass doing some shit she should have been doing.
Okay, okay. Okay, okay, okay. Now I'm going to go to Selena. Selena, did he overreact or did she have it covered?
Can I be honest? I missed everything you just said.
You know what? Going to the next person. We're going to go to Wick. Wick, did she overreact or did she have it covered?
You know my answer, man. She just, that was very disrespectful. She deserved a slap in the mouth.
Okay.
A what?
Well, slap in the mouth. Disrespectful.
Janine, did he overreact or did she have it coming?
Both.
Explain, please.
You ain't just gonna punch me in my motherfucker's face. I don't
okay.
give a fuck what I did.
No, wait a minute. I'm sorry to cut you off, Janine. No, I'm not going to give you a summary. Come on, Selena. Now, we, you know you on the show. You can't just keep ignoring us.
No, I'm not ignoring you. No, I'm filling out this paperwork and stuff, trying to get stuff, do my work for my stuff for work. Just give me a quick summary, quick bullshit.
Okay, quick summary is that the motherfucker, she act like she was sucking the dick when she was licking on the bottle. Her man called and he punched in the motherfucking face.
He punched, she act like she was licking on the bottle. I mean,
that,
she was licking on
she,
the bottle.
She looked me square in my eyes. She looked me square in my eyes, and she put her tongue in the bottle, then she looked around the bottle, then she put the whole neck of the bottle in her mouth, and she turned it up. And when she turned around to see was he looking, he cold-cocked the shit out of her. One punch, he knocked her glasses, her earrings, and her necklace off.
Wow. I'm with Janine. Shit, he ain't just gonna hit me.
So
well, I bet you next time your ass won't get caught then, won't you?
But if she was acting, though, but if she was acting, he should have just paid attention.
And he just finished the acting part by slapping the shit out of her. Let's see how good you can act after I slap the shit out there.
Now,
take this.
Now, hold on. She tried to jump out the car while the car was moving. And he snatched her ass back up by her hair like, bitch, you ain't going nowhere. That's what made him turn off because we was on the, like, this big. Anybody from Indianapolis know 38th Street is busy.
Mm-hmm.
So he turned off of 38th. He turned off of 38th to one of the side streets.
Mm-mm.
Now, my thing is, I'm pretty sure the fight escalated from there. He hit her hard. I mean, he hit her hard. I'm not going
to
even lie. Dude, he hit her so motherfucking hard. Me and my guy looked like, we looked like Smokey and Craig. We was like, damn.
This happened in real life?
This happened in real life yesterday. I bullshit you not.
I would have been rolling.
I was laughing my ass off. I was cracking the fuck up.
Oh, shit. Oh, wow. No, man, never came on. I'm in the dark.
Preston, you don't feel bad for getting a slap?
It was your fault. My boy said the same thing. It was my fault. How the hell
was
it my
fault?
I didn't say shit to him.
You probably didn't have to say shit to him. You gave her the look.
I did not give her the look.
Yeah, you
did.
Yeah, you did.
I
don't know. You gave her the look.
No, I'm going to tell you, in all honesty, I was giving a look to the car. I love that fucking Mustang. I mean, dude had a nice-ass Mustang,
and he was looking at the Mustang, too, so, yeah, he gave her, she thought it was the look for her, too, so she was like, let me show you.
She might have thought it was the look for her, but I was looking at the car. I love Mustangs. And I was like, man, that motherfucker looked fast as fuck, too. You know, I'm talking about the car. I don't know if she thought I was talking about her. But whatever the case, man, he hit her. I'm talking about, ladies, I'm going to be honest with you. I've been in incidents where physical altercations have occurred. I have. I'll be lying to your father. I mean, this Sin City, we keep it real. I have been in altercations with physical, where, you know, it's been physical. I've seen altercations where it got physical. Dude, I'm going to tell you like this. Mr. Charlie ain't never hit no motherfucker that hard. He cocked back and hit her like a fucking man. He cocked back and hit her like he was fighting for his life.
And I don't know why you would do that while you driving anyway.
Well, I'm pretty sure that must not been the first time she did some bogus ass shit like that.
What, you know what? Now my guy was like, that ain't the first time she been hit like that neither. Because, I mean, I was like, God damn, dude, man. I mean, dude, I'm not lying. When I say he popped her, he popped her.
Mm-mm. That's crazy.
So I guess my question is, how do you balance the line? I mean, because, okay, I will go on record of saying this. He hit her. It was wrong for him to hit her the way he hit her. I'm not going to even bullshit you. He hit her so hard, her arms fell in there. You know how a motherfucker hit you and your arms just flail? You just don't even know where you're at? That's how hard he hit her.
Mm.
Now, Tama, you said that she had it coming. But, I mean, if you can imagine what I'm saying, do you think he should have did all that?
Well, I probably would have pulled over first.
Wait a minute. So wait a minute. So would you say
over? I ain't gonna tell my car.
Right. So what you saying? The punch was well deserved.
Oh yeah, she deserved a punch, but I would have pulled over.
Tama, I don't think you understand what I'm saying. When I say he punched her.
This is like a movie. You know, this is like, by the time it's going for the punching and you going against it, what the hell? Is this the Twilight Zone, some type of shit? What the fuck? Where am I at? Hello?
Wick, I understand you, but God, Wick, I mean, dog, he punched her the way you punched the old boy jumping over the goddamn counter. That's how he punched her.
Oh, you saw the tape, huh?
I'm saying that's how hard he punched her. So you could imagine how hard you punched dude.
Yeah, I punched shit out of dude.
That's how he punched her.
Maybe that was a little extreme. But like I said again, you don't know how many times she done did something like that. Also, you know, I done been on both sides of the fence, the kicking ass and the trying not to kick an ass, and I feel now that if that's his insecurity or something, if he got to kick her ass. If she keep doing it, evidently something not right.
Okay, something ain't right in the same relationship anyway. Yeah, it could be either or. He could already have been beating on her, and that's her way of getting back at him. It could be the other way around. We don't know. But my thing is, you don't ball your fist up to punch somebody that you claim that I don't care what they did.
Well,
so
you don't suck no bottle like you sucking my thing at some other niggas either while we driving and disrespect my manhood. How about that?
She wasn't wrong. I didn't say she wasn't wrong. What I'm saying is you don't ball your fist up. So if that's the case, I'm going to get my knife and stab the shit out of you, too.
Not the knife, Carl. Wait a minute. Oh, no. Wait a minute.
Now I got to give you a goddamn stunner.
Okay. Well, that's me.
And stomp your ass out there.
I guess we two motherfuckers fight like we don't know each other.
See, that's why you're my future ex-wife, right there. Fighting like cats and motherfucking dogs, see? See, we would have killed each other.
No,
it ain't gonna be no keeping on, keeping on. That'd be the one.
One at a time, one at a time, one at a time. We gonna let Jadine. Jadine, express it. What was you saying?
That's the fight to the death. Then that shit over. When we get to fighting like that, where I don't give a fuck about you, and we fighting like that, I ain't about to be with you. That's just like, why would you trust me again? Why would I trust you that you gonna not, you know, that you're not gonna do it again?
That's a good point.
You damn sure won't give me a shave downstairs again.
That's what I'm saying. I wouldn't trust me either. Shit. You want me to cook your dinner and shit?
But once again, we just going by his punch. What about her? That was very disrespectful.
Okay, you right.
That's testing his manhood, though. That's like putting his manhood card.
It was, but I don't know their relationship. I don't know what's been going on in their relationship that made her do something like that. Why would you even do something like that? So evidently,
Zach gave her the look. Cass gave her the look. It was Cass' fault. He gave her the look. You did the LL too, didn't you?
So I'm gonna tell you, I'll be real with you. If I did something, I'll tell y'all if I was, you know, if I was being flirtatious, dude, I didn't do nothing. My whole thought process was that Mustang. I was not thinking about her. I was not, and that's the honest to God truth. I was not thinking about her. My thing was the Mustang.
But even if you did, she was with her dude. She still shouldn't have did it. You know what I'm saying? That's just the bottom line. She still shouldn't have did it. You was with your dude. He right there in the next seat next to you. Why would you do something like that? I mean, that just lets me know y'all relationship fucked up anyway. You feel what I'm saying? It ain't going right. Something ain't going right. For you to do something like that right in his face.
I agree. You know, like I said, I looked at my guy. I said, "Oh, look at what she doing with this bottle."
Mm-hmm.
And my guy turned and looked, and we both looked at the same time. And when I'm not lying to y'all. He hit her. Anybody that didn't listen to the show, y'all might say I'm a male basher. And I'm this, I'm that. I literally felt sorry for this woman. That's how fucking hard he hit her. I felt sorry. I was like, wow. Like, damn. Like, really, dog? You ain't even have to hit her that fucking hard. And I can hear him like, bitch, you gonna disrespect me? And I'm like, God damn.
He would have had to stop right there in the middle of the street because I would have jumped right on top of him, right in the middle of the street.
You know what? Under any other circumstances, as I believe any other woman would, but I'm going to tell you, and this is no joke, he hit her, and I truly believe he hit her that hard that she was dazed. I don't know if anybody think I'm exaggerating. He hit her like you would hit a man. Like he would hit a man.
Well, yeah, she wasn't dazed enough. She was trying to get the hell out the car.
Yeah, and I'm going to tell you like this. That's how I truly believe he hit her so hard that she was like, I just got to get away.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, and I hope ain't none of you women ever got hit like that or no woman got done like that. But, I mean, I'm not going to lie and say I haven't seen it done, you know. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, she hit him. Well, damn, she hit him. He hit her to the point where I truly believe she felt like she had no win. She could not win. She was fucking. You can't tell me that girl wasn't dizzy.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And for a motherfucker to hit you where you dizzy, like, I just need to get away, a motherfucker hits you pretty fucking hard.
Mm-hmm.
You know? I'm not even, you know, I'm not saying that she a punk or no shit like that, but, man, that's how hard he hit her. And, you, and man, dude, I'm talking about we heard it. I'm in one car, he in the other one. All you heard was the pop. Bitch, you had lost your mind disrespecting me like that. Like, God damn.
Mm-mm. I mean, I've been in fights before with, you know, a guy or whatever, but he ain't never punched me in my face. I can deal with that shit. You know what I'm saying? That type of shit I can deal with. If I felt like I did something wrong, I'll deal with it. I deal with what I did wrong, but you just not going to punch me in my face like I'm some nigga off the street.
Like I said,
even when I was acting stupid, I never punched in the face. I slapped the shit out of you and choked you in.
Yeah, I've been slapped and shit.
But I didn't punch you, though. Yeah, not like Flicker.
I can honestly say, dude, and this is no bullshit, you know, and my guy, I mean, he joked about it, and he was like, you done got this girl beat the fuck up. But, dude, I swear. I was not looking at her. I was looking at the car. And I mean, my thing is, you literally, she took, I'm not being funny, y'all. She took this bottle like she was sucking a dick. She looked at me square in my face like as if, motherfucker, this is how I would suck your dick. And he called her.
Well, she ain't sucking no dick now because that shit all swole up.
She's sucking your dick. She's sucking his dick.
Nah, I can honestly say I don't think she's sucking nobody's dick right now because her shit is probably swole. I'm not going to even lie. I mean, dude, man, and like I said, I know I talk a lot of shit on this show, and I know We you know, we be, you know, fuck that, fuck this, fuck that. But, man, dude, I totally felt sorry for her. I was just like, wow. I mean, but y'all say it was just so. I mean, we got people listening.
I would have done the driving. I would have pulled over then and slapped the shit out of her ass. I ain't going to kill both of us. I'm just going to kill her.
But see, you saying slap. I don't think Fontaine, you would have just balled your fist up and punched nobody like
that.
Yeah,
I wouldn't have punched. I think the punch was too much.
Well, I can agree with that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm not gonna act like I'm fighting Mike Tyson in the motherfucking street.
Exactly.
But I am
going to
get my point across. I did catch you. And you
really
going to pay for it.
Mm-hmm. So, like I said, when I say he hit a motherfucker, like, he hit her like she was like a motherfucker that he had to fight to save his life.
Mm-hmm. Y'all should have helped her.
Man.
Did you ever think maybe she been kicking his ass? And that was his chance to get his punch in?
Now, I don't know, dog. I mean, I really don't know. I don't know, dog. I honestly don't know. But, I mean, I honestly felt like, all right, dude, you know, okay, like I said, I'm not gonna even, we on Sin City, we keep it real here. I'm not gonna never say I ain't never put my hands on a woman. I'm not proud of it, but yeah, I have done that. But dude, I ain't never in my life cocked back full, and I mean shit. I'm what, 227 pounds. Me cocking back hitting a woman, and dude, I bullshit you not. The way she looked in the car, unless her lower body was heavy, she didn't look like she weighed no more than 130, 140. Now, unless she had a heavy lower body, because, dude, when I mean, just think about it, dog. Listen to what I'm saying. He hit her so hard, he knocked her glasses, earrings, and necklace off. You got to hit him. You got to jar the shit out of motherfucker and unclap a necklace.
I get your point. I understand it.
I mean,
wow.
I'm just saying, dog. And I
where,
mean,
where the hell ahead. Am I at in the Twilight Zone?
I understand, man. I mean, dog. I honestly felt bad for him, man. I mean, at the same time, yeah, you know, you was looking at this thick old piece of chocolate right here. But hey, baby, I wasn't trying to get you beat up. I'm sorry. I mean, dude, you know, I mean, because then the question got asked to me, what if he'd have said something to you? Well, my thing is, first and foremost, you ain't had shit to say to me. I didn't disrespect you. You know, I was giving you a compliment about your car. Now, just because your old lady was upset, you probably would have got your ass ran the fuck over. So that suburban would have ran over your ass two or three times. You know, and I was asked,
I should not.
You goddamn right. I'd have ran that bitch over and bagged up and ran over his ass again. Because I was asked, well, don't you think, I mean, he felt like you disrespected him. How the fuck did I disrespect you? How? Not one time did I say, hey, baby, put that motherfucking bottle in your mouth. Let me see how you suck it. I didn't say shit to you. So I do not feel like I did anything wrong.
I agree.
I mean, curse these good looks. God damn it, curse them.
I feel your pain, my brother. You know, our family do got good dreams. I feel your pain.
Hey, curse these good looks. I tell you, curse them. But hey, I mean, motherfuckers do what they want to do. I mean, it was just a crazy ass scenario, man. But my man Thomas said he'd have pulled over and beat her ass, so.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, I'm not going to tear up my car.
Exactly, because your car be fucked up.
Especially if he would have missed. Well, or he would have missed, and she would have swum back.
Mm-mm.
He threw that
pistol
off.
Yeah, but I mean, that's a reflex. That's an automatic reflex.
I'm going to tell you one thing.
And he can't keep doing it because he got to grab the wheel. I'm going to help him grab the wheel.
I'm going to tell you like this. I guarantee you this. She would never suck my dick again. I promise. I'm serious. I would not put my dick in her mouth ever again in life.
Oh, hell no, never. And I'm only hitting you from the back.
Dude, that's how hard. He hit her so hard that I mean, literally, if you like, okay, baby, I forgive you. I'm going to tell you. He hit her so hard that I got to break up with you because I know you're going to do something to me. Because I hit you. But then again, I mean, I guess some women like it. I would love to know. I'm serious, y'all. I would love to know where they at in their relationship right now. I would love to know that.
But my thing is, that don't sound like no. I don't know. I don't see, even if she was being abused like that on a regular basis, she would have never did no shit like that.
That's my point.
She wouldn't have ever did no shit like that.
Motherfucker getting their ass kicked. They see it. They like pimping Snooki. Hey.
Exactly.
A bitch might tell you how his gaiters look, but she ain't gonna tell you how he look. Bitch, head mm-hmm. down. You getting your ass whooped like that, and I don't think no. I mean, I just don't think. I don't think so. Tom, are you up?
No, I'm not.
No, okay. We can make sure.
I
done seen a few people in, you know, abusive relationships. I've never in my life seen them where they even standing up to the guy. You know what I'm saying? For regular shit. So
exactly.
So to actually outright disrespect him in front of other people, I just ain't never seen it. Now, unless y'all just two crazy motherfuckers and y'all, but, you know, people fight. But to me, that's not, to me, that's more than fighting. That's being beat on. You know what I'm saying? I mean, people
Amen.
Fight all the time. People get into it with each other all the time. But to me, that's you beating on me if you punch me in my face like that.
I agree, too. That's what I'm trying to say. Because it's like,
you got to walk around with him, man. You know, don't hit him in the face.
Exactly, because I'm going to be enraged. Any bruise come on my face. Oh, my goodness. I don't think people have seen rage like that before.
I understand that. But like I said, it's like you sitting there, a motherfucker punch you. And like I said, he punched her. He contorted his whole body. When I say he contorted his whole body, he contorted it. That motherfucker looked like he was double jointed. Because his foot was still on the gas. Everything, his hand was still on the wheel. His left hand was still on the wheel. But that right hand, he let that motherfucker go like Mike Tyson.
So let me ask a question then. So, I mean, I know we know people be in these types of relationships all the time. And it happens to women more than it happens to men. Not to say that it doesn't happen to men, but it just happens more often to women.
Okay.
So if a woman is the abuser, and say you the type of person that, you know your face, you know you look good. You know you look good. I mean, how would you feel if she just comes and y'all get into it about something and she just take out of one of them little pocket knives and cut your face?
I got to kill her.
That bitch got to die.
I got to kill her.
And I mean a fucked up death, too.
Man, don't fuck up my face. I'm like,
I mean, that's something you would lose it for. I mean, you just lose it. It's not
hey,
that.
Hey, Cass, I'm going to say three things you going to fuck up on me. My face, my tongue, and my dick.
Mm-hmm.
Anything else, you can cut me, baby. Don't cut them three spots right there, and you make him live.
Yeah, I got to agree with you on that one, Wick. I got to agree. Hey, Tom, I'm like the Miz. You don't fuck up the moneymaker. You fucking up the moneymaker, goddammit. This is the moneymaker. The face? Oh, no. Especially if you cut my dimple. Don't you cut my motherfucking dimple. I don't want to look like Al. I don't want to look like Scarface. Fuck that shit.
Call you half a dimple. Have your nickname half a dimple.
Right. He used to, you know what I'm saying? He used to have a pretty smile.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? If I was in an abusive relationship, I wouldn't even tell nobody. You know what I'm
you
saying?
Know
if
what?
I was at home getting my ass whooped, I'm not telling nobody no shit like that.
You right. As a man, I'm
you
not going to tell.
That's why mothers never know when people getting their ass whooped. You just gonna keep it quiet, huh? Take
if,
the ass whooped.
If my woman whooping my ass, goddamn right, I'm not telling nobody no shit like, hey man, what happened to your face? Oh, my girl got mad at me, man, punched me a couple times.
Oh, you like hot, Oh, you like Harpo? That damn horse kicked you, huh?
I gotta agree with your father time on that. I'm not telling. I'm not telling nobody about this. But then, I mean, but at the same time, you know, you're not gonna keep putting your motherfucking hand. Man, look here. And I say this and I stand by this. Now, if you ain't that, what's her name? The MMA fighter, the Rusi chick, or Layla Ali? Look here, the average woman cannot beat the average man.
I love that bitch, Ronda Rousey. Oh my goodness!
She can whoop the average man. I'm not gonna lie.
I'll shoot that bitch. I'm sorry.
Bitch in her face. I bet she would refer to a picture she was standing next to. Hey, Ronda, bitch.
I'll shoot that bitch or hit her with a fucking bat. That bitch, she is not going to whoop my ass, dude. I'm not going to let a bitch whoop my ass. I'm sorry. I have to go through some drastic measures. That bitch is not going to whoop my ass. Not going to happen.
Wait, hold on. We ain't going to call the women bitches, but.
Oh, I didn't mean bitch. I'm sorry. I didn't mean bitch in a bad thing.
You sound like Red Man. I mean that in a good way. But Wick, all bullshit aside, that woman will kick your ass.
Didn't you just hear me say I would shoot that woman? I'm not gonna let her beat me, dude. I would either sweet talk her, eat her pussy real good, suck her toes or something, but she's not gonna whip my ass.
Hold on,
fuck
Wick.
The shit out of her.
Wait, I am not gonna put my head down there where she can clap my neck. This is an MMA fight. Hell,
see, that's why she gonna whoop y'all ass, cause of that. Cause you won't,
no,
you know, every.
She don't,
see,
she don't choke you with fuck that because you didn't put your face down there.
I'm putting it down there because they're gonna help her out.
Yeah, okay.
Your ass gonna tap out.
Hell, hey, literally. Literally.
Make your ass submit while you eat food.
I'm going to fight that dude from Entourage. Ask how many seconds I got left.
You ain't going to have none once you got your ass in that chokehold. Wait a minute, Simon. What you call it? The rear naked chokehold?
Put his ass in the rear naked chokehold. Nice ass arm, bar.
Yeah, she's
the best at arm. She got one of the best arm bars out there. Her arm bar is better than some of the niggas. And her real nigga. Whoa, y'all didn't hear what I said. I didn't say I can whoop her ass. I said I wasn't going to let her whoop my ass. I would shoot her, hit her in the back. Okay, y'all not getting what I already know what's coming. She don't come. If she coming to whoop my ass, I'm already have my pistol out. I'm gonna shoot that bitch. I'm not gonna let that bitch whoop my ass. That's what I'm saying.
Wait. Stop calling the women bitches. She ain't
saying
nothing to you yet, man. She whooped your ass yet?
I keep saying I don't mean bitch in a bad way. I want to say woman, but sometimes it just come out bitch. I'm sorry.
Look, I love the bitches.
I love them. I'm sorry. I do be wanting to say woman, but sometimes woman just translates to bitch for me. It's not my fault, man.
Well, let's try to have a little bit. I mean, I know we uncensored, but let's try to have a little class on here, man. We ain't going to call nobody no bitch that don't deserve
it. I said that's the best I can do for you, brother. I can apologize. Well, I'm trying. I'll ask my brothers and sisters in Sin City to help me out with this. I'm trying. I'm really trying.
Fuck you, bitch.
Woman,
D-I-E-C-H. I can't win for losing on this show. Shit, we not going to get picked up. Fuck it, man. Fuck it. Hey, we shooting for serious radio because ain't nobody picking us up on no network.
I apologize to all the women and the ladies. See, I'm getting better.
I apologize for my outburst.
Right. I apologize for my outburst. I mean,
But see, that's my fault. That's because I was just messing around with nothing but bitches. Maybe I ain't had no real woman yet. So
hey, out there, man, you gotta look. You gotta look, dude.
Yes, they are.
I mean, what you expect when you just hang out at the goddamn bar? Try a different spot.
Just don't go to the bar. I go other places.
Mm-mm.
Well, I'm going to give you a tip, man. You ain't going to find a woman that... Well, you might. You looking for that motherfucker that can drink you under the table, aren't you?
Nah. I'm looking for the total opposite of me.
So you want a total sanctified woman then, right?
No, not that opposite of me.
Alright, so now Wick, let me ask you. In your words, in your own definition, what is your idea of the perfect woman?
Somebody that's true to you.
I mean, okay. I mean, you got a non-drinker, drinker, weed smoker, what?
It doesn't matter. As long as she loves you for you and you love her for her. That's my perfect woman. I don't care. It don't matter what you do.
So she can smoke crack as long as she loves you.
If you're a good woman and do what the fuck you're supposed to do, I mean, you know, if you're a woman and do what you're supposed to do, that's your habit, you can take it, you can handle it. Who am I to tell you to stop it?
Oh, okay. I hear you talking,
point,
but...
I'm sorry. That's a great point.
I hear you talking, but I know you're not going to...
Okay,
like
maybe
no
I won't say I won't say crack. I say she can do coke. I ain't gonna say crack. She can do coke. I ain't gonna say crack. I'll change that. I say coke.
For everybody that
coke.
For everybody that's listening, that's not talk. I know what y'all thinking. I know what you think. For everybody that's listening, who's not chimed in, ain't crack and coke the same thing?
Technically, no. One gives you 25 to life, one gives you five to ten. So yeah, they different.
Okay. Alright.
Get the fuck out of here.
I'ma tell you like this, Wick. This is the wrong show to try to run that on. Because we all grown. We all too old to realize that. Y'all just been too bad.
No, crack smoker and a cocaine sniffer, that's different. You so, I mean, you motherfuckers cracking cocaine, if you don't cook it up and you sell it to different people, it's different. And the different ways they take it, it's, they act different. Crack is more addicting than cocaine.
Man, for every PSA, for everybody that's listening to this, this is the words of Wick. This don't fall back on Sin City. This is the words of Wick. I'm sorry, brother. Crack cocaine. Crack is made from what? Cocaine.
But you rock it up. You smoke
with
it.
With baking soda. Baking soda. Maybe
when
some B12. Maybe some B12.
I don't know what the hell they put in it nowadays.
I know the ingredients. Cocaine, baking soda, water. That's it. That's the whole thing. All the baking soda do is make it hard. That's it. That's all.
Hey, that's okay. We got all this technology. You can look it up on the internet, read it up, and see which one is worse. Crack is worse than that. That's why they brought crack into the black neighborhood. Cocaine was in the white neighborhood. What is an upper? What is a downer? cocaine.
No. Neither one of them is a downer. Both of them are uppers. Neither one is a downer. How many motherfucking crack addicts you see hit that motherfucker and go to sleep?
How many motherfuckers you know that can do some cocaine and don't have to do it every day like crack addicts?
You know what?
That's the thing I'm saying. You can look it up on Siri. You can check it on the internet. I'm saying crack
cocaine.
I'd rather check a business.
That depends on the person. Everybody just don't get addicted just like everybody else. There are some people that can smoke crack, and you may not even know it.
Dog, are you up yet? Can you get up?
No, I can't, man. I'm not even at home, man.
Oh, okay.
Well, I'd rather for the female to sniff cocaine than smoke crack.
I'm gonna smoke
my weed and drink my drink, and I give her her plate. She be all right. She can have her plate.
What if she spent all your weed money? Now you ain't got no money for
that. That's not gonna happen. She gonna have to buy her own shit. I can't help your habits. That's why we both can't drink.
Well, see, that's an issue. That's why we gotta have
different habits. I take care of my weed. You take care of your goddamn cocaine.
So you could deal with a powder head. I mean,
she said, long as she got her own shit. If she spend his weed money, she's in some trouble.
Yeah, that's why we couldn't both drink. I couldn't have no person, an alcoholic like me. We both couldn't drink. Now you drinking my shit. That couldn't work.
Well, we gotta have a different drug. I don't want no motherfucker with no habits. That's my perfect woman. If she ain't got no habits, we good. What
if she's a sex addict?
That's a good thing.
Yeah, that's a good addict. I could do that. A nympho?
You just said no.
Well, I don't want no motherfucker that smoke crack, that do powder.
Okay, now wait a minute. Hold on now. We said something. Now she just touched on something. She said a nympho. A nympho, one of them hardcore nymphos got to have sex with whoever. And they willing to have sex with whoever.
What if you can't keep up with them? Maybe we ask the wrong question. What is the one thing you can deal with?
And look, I mean, you know, the one thing you could take, I say I could take me a coke head.
Oh, goodness.
So she can't have nothing. So what can
I'm
you take? She gotta have something.
Hold on. Time out. All of us can't talk at once now. Come on.
I was just saying she gotta have some type of habit or something. So what can you take? Oh, addiction.
It won't be crack or cocaine.
Janine, you just said, what if I can't hang with her?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
That's why they invented Viagra and Cialis.
What if you can't do that all the time, for all the time? Would you let her fuck somebody else?
Man, you trying to start a fight, bro?
I just, because a nympho gotta have it.
Now, Father Time, not to start a fight, but that does pose an interesting question. What if you can't take them motherfucking blue pills every day. You gonna fuck around and you've been had a heart attack.
Or what if you have a type of job where you're not there every day? Say you're not there every day. Like every 2 days you know you're there or something like that. Do you allow her to, you know, sleep with somebody because you're not there?
No, I ain't allowing shit. I ain't allowing what you going to do is what you going to do. Hell no, you ain't no weekend buddy pass here. Not your goddamn mind. Which the fuck you would?
Oh, goodness. I'm just saying, you knew she was a sex addict and that she gotta have it. It's not her fault that you can't
okay.
be there.
All right, well, you know what? You know when we talking about that girl getting punched in that car?
See, I think mine's a safer. I'd rather take the coke head. At least I know all she's doing is getting coked out when I come home. I know I
don't
worry about
it. Now, hold on. Hold on. Wait. Before you finish your sentence. Now, sex addict, yeah, I understand what you're saying. But now, a coke addict, now you just said she can't touch your money. She can't touch your money, but she got that itch on her. Hey, I got to have me a bump. Wait. Let me finish. Let me finish, brother. Now, and I'm just going by what you said. You said she can't touch your money, but your need money. All right. Now, she needs this bump. We need this bump. You done sold cocaine before. Father Time done sold cocaine before. I done sold cocaine before. Hold on. Let me finish. And a motherfucker who won't. You say what?
I sold a lot.
A motherfucker, everybody sold a lot. You ain't the only motherfucker sold. Anyway. Anyway, like I said, you cannot. I mean, motherfuckers, women that came up and did special favors for you for that cocaine.
Yeah,
now can you
Can I respond?
Hold on, wait. Okay, now I'm gonna ask you a question. I want you to respond to this question. Can you get mad at her because she did what she had to do to get that bump?
Before I answer that question, it's a more chance that the sex addict don't have sex with somebody than my coke addict. Because if the chance comes in that, I can always leave some coke there for her.
Okay. But now,
leave dick there for your sex addict?
Once again, Wick.
You ain't asking the question.
You ain't made it the question. Hell yeah, you can leave a dick there. It's all kind of dick you can buy.
A sex addict don't want no plastic dick. A sex addict want real dick. That's why they sex addict. They want to have sex.
Okay, well, what if she want more cocaine than what you left?
If I'm gonna be a cocaine head, I'm gonna make sure I got enough cocaine. You know, that's why I got her around.
Wick, you evading the question. If she went out and she sucked the dick.
Yeah, hell yeah. I don't even share my candy at work. What the fuck I'm sharing that goddamn shit? So,
but now she tell you though. She,
I don't give a rat's ass if she told me ahead of time. I'm going to slap her like you slap the shit out of a chick in the car.
Oh, I see.
I mean, you know, man, I got to say tonight we looking bad, fellas. We looking bad tonight, fellas. I got to tell you. And the fucked up part is that only female. Damn, who the hell is that?
Oh, that's me, man. I'm driving.
Oh, man, come on. Roll the window up, brother. All right,
man,
damn. I'm sorry. Selena, baby. Well, I'm sorry. I was having technical difficulties. Where you at?
I'm right here. What y'all trying to do? That's what I'm saying. Ask the women now. What would they take?
You say what, Don?
Ask the women, what would they take? One addiction.
I mean, we can. I mean, I have no problem with that, but like I said, you kind of evaded the question, but I'm going to let that go.
No, I didn't. I said I'm going to kick the bitch ass.
Yeah, he said he don't even share his candy at work.
I don't even share my candy at work. What the fuck I'm going to share my pussy?
Wait, listen to me, dog. But she has an addiction. You know she has an addiction.
She don't have no sex addiction.
Hold on, dog.
Let me break it down to him like this. All right, man, listen. When you was out there selling dope, answer the question. Did you get your dick sucked while you were selling dope? Yes or no?
My woman is sucking my dick for the dope, though. It was somebody else. Yes.
So if your woman was a motherfucker cocaine, ain't she out there sucking somebody else's dick too?
Maybe Janine, could you break it down for them, my answer that I gave them, because they're not getting what I'm saying. Could you break it down for them?
He understands what y'all saying. He already said. No, he wouldn't allow that. He wouldn't want her to be out there doing that.
But she needs that hit.
Right.
Okay,
Stop talking. I'm talking to Janine. Since you want Janine to be your mediator, I'm finna talk to Janine. All right, stop talking. Now, Janine, now since you playing his mediator tonight, now, you're sitting there, you have an addiction. You didn't give me enough cocaine.
Uh-huh.
I need more cocaine. Now here's Kaz and Father Time sitting right here with all the cocaine you want. You have an addiction. You'd have an addiction. You don't have enough money. What do you think that Father Time and I would tell you to do to get this motherfucking cocaine? Are you willing to do it?
Okay, but before you answer that,
stop talking. No, you told Janine to be your mediator. Stop talking. Now let's hear from your ex wife's point of view.
Of course, knowing a person who wants drugs, they're gonna do what they have to do to get the drugs.
What he's
saying is he wouldn't. Of course, he's not gonna agree to that, or he's gonna be upset. Of course, if she does that.
Now here's my question to you. Let's just use you as an example. You're his cocaine head. You're the one that's. But are you gonna listen to him?
No. The drug caller.
Exactly.
You don't hear nothing.
But it's a better chance with the sex addict fucking somebody before my goddamn drug head does. Because one thing, while you try to put it on my drug head, I'm not going to have no niggas at my crib when I'm gone. This bitch going to have to go somewhere and get the shit. And for one thing, she's not going to have no car to go nowhere. So she's not going to wait for me.
Wait a minute.
She ain't at home waiting on me to come goddamn sniff her goddamn coat. Number two, the sex addict gonna go out and get her some goddamn pussy. While you trying to go on my goddamn cokehead, the sex addict gonna find me. Hey, she gonna be online. She gonna be on anything possible to find sex. And there's so many video ways to get sex.
You the most contradictory.
I'm not contradictory. I'm not contradicting. I'm just saying.
Hold on. Stop. Stop. Wait. Can I talk? Can I talk, Wick? Really, dog. You done sold dope before. You going to sit here and tell me that a motherfucking cokehead going to sit in the house and wait on you?
Like I said, it's not going to. She going to either walk and be out the house or she going to wait for me to pick up shit. Okay. Okay. But wait a minute. You said. No, but you
okay.
Say a sex addict is not going to find a way.
I didn't say
this
don't
is,
go. Hold
this,
on.
This
stop.
Is
no,
all
stop. Don't. Stop
you
talking and listen.
Because you won't let me get my point across.
I mean, what you said is totally irrelevant.
No, it's not.
Wait.
My
okay,
point
wait.
Is that a
all
sex
all
addict
I'm
would go
saying
first.
Is wait, listen to what you say. Man, you
all I'm
on,
saying,
on,
a sex
no,
addict
motherfucker talking
wait,
crazy.
Wait, hold on. Hold on, man. Now, dog, honestly, he got a point. Let him make his point, dog. Let him make his point. Go ahead, man. Make your point, man. Wait, go ahead and make your
wait
point.
Wait a minute. All I was saying that a sex addict, I think, this is all I was saying. We were saying which one you could take. I said a sex addict will find it more faster than a cokehead. I mean, a cokehead. Yeah, a cokehead. Because it's so many ways for her to get it. She going to go online. She going to find media or go to little social things. You ain't going to know. She got like she's going to work. That's all I was saying. True enough, my
okay,
cokehead will eventually get tired of not waiting on me to bring her coke. But I think the sex addict going to go fast, do it faster than the cokehead.
You through, Dan? You through?
How you doing?
Are you through?
I said, go ahead, I'm done.
Okay, now this is my point. I didn't stood outside with you selling dope. I didn't stood outside with you selling dope. I've been next to you hand in hand. Wait, I didn't see you let motherfucker's girlfriend suck your dick. I didn't see you fuck motherfuckers' girlfriends. I didn't see you didn't let this motherfucker bark like a dog. I didn't see you do all type of shit to other people's girlfriends for cocaine. Am I lying? If I'm lying, tell me I'm lying.
No, you're not. But get to
okay,
the point.
Okay, now with that being said. Can you really sit here and tell me that a coke addict will sit in the house and say, my man, I'm going to wait until my man get home and bring me my cocaine? Really, Wick? Come on now.
This brother Cash, you still didn't get.
I understand what you were saying, but now I understand what you were saying, Wick. I understand that, Wick, but I think they run neck and neck. You can't tell me, because if you want that coke bad enough, if
that's
you got
to But I can leave coke there for her. You cannot leave no dick there for her.
Let me say this. The problem is,
the more coke you leave, the more she can sniff.
The more you leave for her,
and while you go, I can control that. You can't control that. You can't control that. That pussy.
Well,
I can control the coke thing.
You can't control nobody. Wait a minute.
Hey, wait a minute. Hold up. Let me just say this. And wait,
we
you
both
know
right.
Okay, wait, you know this to be true. Nigga, you can leave Peru there. That bitch still going. That bitch still going to go.
You can leave all the cocaine
in Peru there. That bitch going to sip that shit up or smoke that shit up, and she's still going to get some more.
That's true.
It's all true. But she going to stay where she know what she can get it for.
No, she not. She finna throw a party. Hey, y'all motherfuckers, wait, go. We finna have all the cocaine we can have. As soon as that shit go, we need some more. I know exactly how to get it. I'm going to go to Kansas Father Time, and we going to give it to them, too. Cause we want our dicks up.
You must forget the first statement I said. This wasn't gonna never happen. The bitch gonna have to go out. Yeah, she might go find a job.
Oh goodness.
Time.
Then I gotta kill her and y'all gotta help me bury the body.
Whatever the fuck we gotta do, but Tamar.
Oh, y'all go, yeah, y'all go help, cause I can't kill y'all, but y'all go help me bury.
Hey, Tamar, this motherfucker talking about some shit. Hey, it's been a long day, motherfucker been hustling all day, ain't been nowhere. I ain't got no money.
But what is the sex addict doing? Why the cocaine
is the same? She doing the same thing. Me personally, I don't see no difference. I don't either.
Well, I take that, so we both right. I'd rather have the bitch putting it in her nose first than putting it in her mouth.
The thing is, she put it in her nose, and the bitch
started
going in her
mouth.
That's just my
pick, because eventually it might turn into the same thing, but it's not going to start out like that.
Here's my thing. Now you got a double whammy. You got a motherfucking coke addict and a motherfucker that's getting fucked.
But by that time, I seized that. But in the beginning, she already put the dick in her mouth, so I already taken it.
Wait a minute, hold on, Wick. Now you thought you the first dick that she didn't put. You thought your dick was the first one went in her mouth?
That's not what I'm saying. A nympho gonna be putting dick in her mouth before she putting coke. Cokehead gonna be trying to put coke in her mouth before she putting dick.
But it's your dick that she putting in her mouth. But
you're not there and you got a job. You can't leave no dick. I still say you can't leave your dick there. So she going to get on the internet and find another dick.
Well, she going to go next door and find some more coke.
That's why you make sure you got the best coke for her. So you make sure she ain't going nowhere for a minute.
So did she get the addiction when she first started with you? Because if not, she did the same thing with the nigga before you.
Even cocaine, even the goodest cocaine ain't nothing but a 10-minute high.
How good is the best dick? Eastside. So who's taking? Okay, she gotta suck his dick first, and she getting fucked. So I take the 10-minute high, then the 3-hour fuck. All
right, man.
I'm just saying.
Let's just say we agree to disagree. I'd rather have a dick phone than a crack.
I didn't say crack. I said cocaine.
It's the same thing.
No, it's not. But I agree with
you. What is cocaine? What is crack made out of?
It's different.
Look it up online, brother. I'm looking at it online right now. Cocaine is made from. Crack is made from cocaine.
I said the addiction.
No,
y'all getting
no.
off into some other shit.
Man. I mean, cause it's like you try to compare. You think you comparing apples and oranges, but they all apples.
I agree with you.
Well, fuck it. I'll tell you what, the bitch. I ain't fucking with no crackheads.
I can't have no other dick in my bitch mouth at the beginning, cause she already a nympho.
So we
agree to disagree.
What would you deal with?
I ain't dealing with no crack addicts or nymphos.
So what would you deal with? You got to
exactly.
You know
what?
You know what I probably could deal with? I deal with, honestly, my true opinion, I deal with spoiled brats. That's what I deal with.
That's not addiction. You run it like you told me.
Hold on, motherfucker. Let me say what. No, I deal with spoiled brats. That's what I deal with. I deal with brats. That's what I deal with. You said what I deal with, what I won't deal with. I deal with spoiled brats. All
we said
my
addiction. Girl, we didn't say your girl. We said addiction. If you had a chance,
that's not a damn
addiction. That's not addiction. You're running
I'm
from
not
the
dealing,
question.
Okay. Hey, man, calm down. I deal with, I'm going to tell you like this. I'm not dealing with no cocaine heads. I'm not dealing with no crack heads. I'm not dealing with no motherfucking nympho. Unless you a nympho for me. But other than that, I'm not dealing with no. I'm not. If a motherfucker come tell me out the gate, I gotta fuck somebody every day. I ain't the motherfucker for you. You're not gonna sit here and tell me that I gotta fuck somebody every day. I don't give a fuck if it's you or not. I gotta fuck somebody every day. No, I'm not dealing with that.
Can we stop you? We heard what you're not gonna fucking fuck with. You said what will you deal with?
I can deal with alcoholic. I can deal with alcoholic because I drink. Right, there you go. I can deal with alcoholic.
See how simple that was?
You black bastard! I'm so fucking tired of you.
Hey, Selena, wasn't that like pulling teeth? Wasn't that like pulling teeth fast? He did not want to do that.
You know what?
He always
trying
to talk his way out of shit, man.
Pull these nuts. That's what y'all can pull. Pull these nuts.
He just be waiting to tell the motherfucker they wrong.
That's it.
You're wrong. Do the call, motherfucker. I ain't even been to that bite in a while.
Shit.
All right, okay, I can deal with alcoholic. I can deal with that. You drink, I drink. Fuck it. We just be some drunk motherfuckers together. I can deal with that. But that, let me tell you what I can't. Let me put another motherfucking thing on it that I can't deal with. I can't deal with no motherfucking chronic weed smokers.
I can't either. I hate that shit.
I cannot deal with a chronic weed smoker. Let me clarify this. If you smoke weed, I ain't got no problem with that. Well, but if you got to sit there talking about, I'll sit there and get ready to say, well, hey, baby, what you doing? Shit, I'm finna have a session with my niggas. No. Bitch, you are fired. I'm not fucking with you.
But you know, grown-ups don't be doing this shit so far.
No,
I mean,
but see, Selena, here's the thing. You got grown motherfuckers still trying to have sessions. I'm finna have a session with my nigga.
I'm sorry, I've been corrected. Sis corrected me, but I ain't doing that shit.
Fuck y'all.
You're 43 years old talking about I'm gonna have a session with my niggas.
That's
damn
right. My goddamn roommate. We have a
that's
session.
That's why I'm in your room.
After 10-hour work of safety.
Dude, I'm serious. You're not gonna be my woman talking about I'm finna go smoke with my niggas. You're not gonna do that. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
You better sit your ass in this room. Now, I don't give a fuck that you smoke. I don't give a fuck that you smoke weed. But you're not finna go sit there talking about I'm finna go have a session with my niggas. You're not finna do that.
I don't think that's.
I won't even date a weed smoker, man. I just won't. If you smoke weed, I'm not fucking with you. I can't stand that shit.
So, Father Ty, you ain't said what your addiction you would deal with.
I'm with him. The only thing I would deal with is a motherfucker that drink. If you smoke
crack
or weed,
That ain't good. So who's gonna be y'all designated driver?
Nobody. We gonna crash and burn together. God damn it.
And you know what? Honestly, God, that's what I'm not dealing with. A damn alcoholic for a whole lot of reasons. I don't like it. I hate a drunk driver.
Wait a minute. Right. Just because I had maybe one or two drinks, all of a sudden I'm an alcoholic.
I'm an alcoholic.
Yeah, but you know what, man? I look at it like this, man. When it comes to that addiction shit, you gotta pick the one that you can deal with. Like, I hate that my wife drinks. But I can deal with it. I'd rather she drink than smoke weed. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
You got to pick the addiction that you can handle.
Right. What you can tolerate. But that's
the
issue.
But you know, marijuana is more better than drinking, man.
Maybe it is, but I just can't.
I'm not a smoker. I can't deal with smokers. I don't even like cigarette smokers. I'm not,
okay.
No, I mean, you can smoke,
well,
but I'm not.
I understand, I get it, but I don't like drunk drivers, honestly. I'm not dealing with an alcoholic.
But see, not like me personally, once I get drunk, shit, take the wheel. If I know that you're more sober than I am, take the fucking wheel. I'm not one of them drunks to feel like I got to drive. No, motherfucker, take the wheel. Either that or give me 45 minutes to go to sleep somewhere. I'm not fit to try to just, I could drive.
Yeah,
I ain't never did it. But I the older I get, the more I realize that I can't do it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, now, I done been places with my girl. She might be like, you want to drive? No, you drive. Shit, go ahead. Because I know I'm kind of buzzing. You know, once I kick some of them Coors Lights back, it's a wrap.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? But, I mean, like, if I know, but now I know that I can hold my liquor better than she can. Now, you see, I know her. She'll sit there and look at you and say, what? What? And get the laughing. Once you get the laughing, it's like, oh, shit. You got this motherfucker will hit the corner going 50, then look at you talking about what? You know what it is. Your motherfucking ass hit this corner doing 50.
Mm-hmm.
Shit. Have Big Sug all over the place.
Then
look at you talking about what? Hey, what the fuck you mean, what? The motherfucking ass hit this corner doing 50 miles an hour.
Well, we would never let you do nothing like that.
Man, motherfuckers do shit like that all day. Now, I know that I'm the more tolerable one when it comes to drinking. I can drink more than she can. I know that.
I don't like your fucking drunk driver. I put it like that.
And you know what? I can't stand a motherfucker to smoke weed and drive. Because it's like, why all weed smokers got to try to be cool at every point in time when driving? I'm good, baby. Man, put both your motherfucking hands on the wheel. Motherfucker want to go and just, they want to always turn with that one finger. Hey, motherfucker, put your hands on the wheel.
That's only young boys. That's the young one. Exactly. I ain't never had that. Yeah, that's a youngling. You messing around with younglings, man.
I don't mess around with weed smokers to that point at all anyway. Hell, I drive. I mean,
yeah,
I'm just not. I'm not an advocate. I don't smoke weed. I don't. So I don't smoke weed. I don't smoke cigarettes. I'm not knocking you because you do, but I just don't do it. Just like Father Time said, I just don't do it. So, I mean, that's just like, if you're not a I even go and say a habitual drinker. If you don't drink every day on the regular, then, yeah, you probably look at me like, God damn, you drink too much. But I'm not a chronic weed smoker. I don't even smoke weed at all.
I am, and I promote it. I promote it. I think it's nothing but goddamn liquor.
Okay, so. Now, but here's my thing. Here's my thing. What about the motherfuckers that try to mix both of them constantly?
No, you can't. I mean, you can, them but you, it stops you from drinking the best.
Wait a minute. Hold on. Wait a minute. Stop. Both of y'all talking at once. Okay, Selena, what did you say?
I said people that smoke and drink like that start looking old in the face, and their faces look dirty. That's how you can tell them off the back. That ain't good.
Yeah, Wick, she just described you, dog.
That's just my opinion.
No, she did. No, she did. I said it helps you drink less. If you got some good goddamn weed, you don't even have to drink that much.
No, I don't think you heard what
you
said.
Some people, for one, you can tell the person that drink every day around their eyes. More than
like, I work too much to drink every day.
Most of the time, this is just my observation. Most of the time, but when you mix it,
Hey, Selena, go back and describe that. What do you mean? What do you see around their eyes? I never heard
that. They just look kind of, I mean, puffy, and, you know, they whole face was puffy, but you could just tell around the acne always look glossy. I mean, that's my observation of people that drink on the record. I've known many of them.
And your eye color changes.
Yeah, it looks yellowish.
Yeah.
Hey, Wick, come here, man. Let me look at your eyes, dude. Let me see your eyes, man.
Nigga, I only got one goddamn eye, so you can't see my eyes.
Why you got one eye? You got one eye? You just playing, ain't you?
No, I got one blue eye and one brown eye. Only got one eye.
Goodness.
Sister.
Oh, goodness.
Oh,
no, that's true. You do only have one, y'all.
You drunk right now. Right damn now, he's drunk.
Can't see my eyes, bro. My eyes always what color. Shit, well, my eye always what color. Shit.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay. At the most, this has been a very enlightening conversation tonight because... Yeah, all motherfuckers like crazy.
That's Sin City, baby. Be represented in Sin City tomorrow, hopefully.
You're going to be in that motherfucker by yourself tomorrow. And the show don't come back on the Tuesday.
You didn't get what I said. I'll be representing Sin City in Sin City. That's what I said.
Wait, you make sure you get up and catch that goddamn plane, because you fucked up right about that.
I know that's right.
Man, yeah, let y'all tell him I'm always fucked up.
No, not let us.
If he
missed
that,
let us
tell him. Well,
you know, I love you, niggas. Sin City all the way. Help me out, my Sin City family. I need a good woman.
Well, I know a couple of cocaine heads that would do you right.
I said if I had to take something, motherfucker.
Oh, goodness.
I'm just saying.
That was a good one.
I'm just saying.
That is up for beautifully for that one.
You're right. Right on top of
you. I still, you agree with the argument the same because you changed your thing. You said you would take your nympho first, then you changed it that you wouldn't take nothing. So, yeah, so I just said what I take. I didn't change my thing.
Man, you like, sound like dead to wino. What the fuck are you talking about?
All right.
You know what? As much as I hate that I'm missing this trip, You got to tell you motherfucker for 3 days. Good luck.
Oh, I ain't worried. Shit.
Oh, shit. All right. We got to get up.
I'm bringing Prohibition back.
You say what?
I'm bringing Prohibition back for the next 3 days.
Shit. Yeah. You better have Wicked Vegas. Y'all motherfuckers would have all kind of hookers and
I got Mr. Charlie with me. I got, you know, Father Time don't do all that stuff. I got Mr. Charlie with me.
Hell no.
Hey, I hope you got. Hey, dog,
and I got my own cheddar. So yeah, got Mr. Charlie with me. Yeah, we finna have fun.
You
know, man. You don't know what I got, nigga. Nigga, I got them a stage hand. All right,
you know what? We finna get out of here because I know y'all got to get up early tomorrow. Y'all got to catch y'all plane. So, Wick, you got any last words for us, man, before we get up out of here?
Great show, man. As always, you know what I'm saying? Gonna represent Sin City and Sin City. Love you, niggas. Hey, Sin City, help me out with that goddamn female. See, I didn't say bitch, y'all. See?
That's what's happening. Exactly, but nevertheless. Jade, you got any last words for us?
Oh, goodness. Yeah, so good talking with everybody. I will definitely be back next week.
That's what's happening. Timer, what's happening, brother?
Man, thank everybody for calling. Thank everybody for listening to us on the internet. CNCRadio.com. I dropped that in the mail too, man.
All right, that's what's happening. CNCRadioshow.com. You about to say something?
If y'all fuck a prostitute, let us know how it go.
I ain't fucking no prostitute.
I want to hear all about it.
I can't wait to Tuesday. I cannot wait to Tuesday. Oh, Lord, I can't wait to Tuesday. I got to hear this whole... I might hear it before Tuesday, but I can't wait to Tuesday to let y'all know how this trip went. Mm-hmm. All right, y'all.
All about fun, man. Y'all about fun, baby.
SinCityRadioShow.com, y'all. We out this bitch. We going to holler at y'all tomorrow, man. I went not tomorrow. We going to holler at y'all Tuesday. Peace. We out.